I'd like to call to order the Town of Brule Committee meeting for November 5th, 2018. Mr. Niesler, would you lead us in the pledge?
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. Look in your packets, we got the minutes from our regular meeting on October 8th, 2018. Looked over them a little bit. If y'all have any changes or can you see, let us know. On to committee reports. Public Works Committee, I'll read you a Public Works update real quick. Total rainfall, we had four events at 2.3 inches total. We had no drainage problems. We had six SCADA alarms, all were minor. One out of compliance violation for chlorine supply, it's been resolved. One nuisance letter was sent out for grass cutting, and I think Shane made a phone call on another one today. No incidents from maintenance department. We had one culvert program completed on Live Oak. Repairs on the Lemna grid system at the sewer pond are complete. Upcoming, we'll put out the flags this week and they'll fly through Thanksgiving. Christmas decoration installation will begin the week after Thanksgiving. Republic bulk pickup will be November the 12th, the week of November the 12th, that's next week. With second full week of the month. And our extra pickup, which has been some concern of ours, will be on November the 30th. While we're there, I'm meeting with Republic Thursday to discuss that extra pickup. We don't feel like we're getting our money's worth, so I'll have hopefully having some type of announcement on Monday on what we're going to do to fix that. So that's our Public Works report.
Is it next week that the person from Queen Street has to come
back? I thought it was December, but...
No, you're right. It is.
It's next month? Next week?
This week. So do we have...
I'll get with Shane to call her. Yep.
I gave you a copy.
Yeah, we'll put that on the agenda and I'll get Shane to call her.
Thanks, Ms. Bourgeois. Yeah, that is...
How do you remember that, Ms. Bourgeois?
Unreal.
You're smart.
No, I'm looking at some old papers and I saw that. My brain works some days.
I did send them a letter.
All right, next, discuss road overlays in your packet. We budgeted $160,000 for road overlays. Shane and I rode around and looked. If you start with Gwynn Street on your little spreadsheet we have there, and all the streets beneath Gwynn are the cross streets on the front side of town. And so we looked at them and the cross streets are in pretty bad shape. Some of the edges are collapsing. So we felt like if we did Gwynn and all the cross streets, that would solve almost all of Front Brule. Hebert Street is in pretty bad shape, so we added that on there, and so is North LeBove. At $80 cost per ton, I think that's correct, right, Roy? That budgets out to $163, which is over budget. But it just depends. Roy, do you have any idea what the cost is on asphalt now? Is it up, down? The $80 was given to Shane 4 months ago.
It's going to go up.
Yeah, so it may be a little higher. We may have to pull one of these streets out. That's kind of what we're looking at to go out with. The three streets you see to your left that are boxed in bold, Hebert, Lee, and Gwynn, are the oldest streets that are on the list. Those streets are supposedly next up for our overlay. After looking at Lee Drive, we just don't feel like it's necessary yet. There's just really nothing out there that needs to be overlaid. So. This is kind of what, just an estimate, this is what we're thinking. This is not perfect by any stretch. So we're thinking maybe we can go out for bid and see if we can get get these streets done for this year. So any comments or recommendations? The other streets that you see on there, Lee, Oak Plaza, and Orleans Quarters were streets of concern, if you will, and not all of Orleans Quarters, it's just that back piece.
Been patched up.
You know, with oil prices going up, like Roy said, if the cost goes up, we may have to pull a street out. If the cost goes down, we may look at getting Orleans Quarters patched.
So Mayor, were these ranked in any particular way?
No.
Is it up there?
No. The only way they're ranked is the boxes, the highlighted you see on the big picture up there.
Right.
Those are the oldest streets, and they were next up on the, on our spreadsheet that we have.
From the last time we did.
Or it's been the longest since they were last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if we do Gwin, we felt like the cross streets, we could do those all together, and the cross streets are in pretty bad shape. If you ride through the front part of town, you'll see what I'm talking about. That's kind of what we're looking at. If we have to pull one of the streets out, or move some numbers around, or change streets, we may, you know, we may have to do that so we stay within our budget.
So you can do all of Front Ruley for $106,000 roughly, right?
$163,000.
Well, you're going to take off.
Well, you've got to add a little bit for Owen White.
Are you talking about going to Gwin?
That's in professional services, we got that in there.
Oh, that's already covered.
The value of doing the streets that come up is you never end up with really a lot of subsurface problems on the streets, so your maintenance on them, and when you overhead is cheaper, so say you don't do a leak because it doesn't look bad, but next time around, you start getting potholes, and the next thing you know, you got to go in and do a lot of stuff below the asphalt, say like what's happening on the back end of all the quarters. Well, and these numbers at the bottom is $163,000, next time you come up, it's going to be a lot higher. So one thing we've done over the last 20 years is do the streets that, as they come up, and if we got money in the bank, you add the ones that are really bad. And that's why we don't have a lot of bad streets, and you can go on a leak. Well, it's not, it doesn't look bad, so let's not do it. Well, the reason it doesn't look bad is because every time it comes up, we do it.
Yeah. We can, I mean, we can do that if you'd like, we can, you know, we can move a North LeBove. Again, Gwin is on the list, right? So doing the cross streets, we just felt like we could do the cross streets and Gwin all together and knock out that whole section.
Yes, so that total sum is $106,000.
$106?
Correct.
Right.
$106,716.
Yeah.
So you're looking at a delta net of, what, $53,000 left?
Yeah, so I mean, we could do a Lee and a Abear and see what that falls. I don't have the formula or calculator or anything.
They didn't put a final number on it.
Yeah, we don't have.
Yeah, Shane and I deleted those today when we were going over it, because these are the streets that we thought needed to be done. But if we need to do Lee, we can always pull a North LeBove and do Lee, just to keep up with our, just to keep up with, you know, what we need to do, so.
So we elected not to do those three that were coming up last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were not in bad shape, because I listened to Shane's comment about, you know, doing them whenever they come up for budget, and then they'll never get bad. We elected not to do it, so did they get worse? Or are they pretty much the same, and now we're just considering because they were on the list?
I mean, they're pretty much the same as, Abear needs some attention, and Gwin Street needs some attention, and all the cross streets need attention, there's no doubt about that. So I mean, we can move these around. This isn't carved in stone, this is just kind of, I like Shane's idea. If y'all like to do that, we can get Lee on the list and pull from somewhere else, maybe take out a North LeBove, and move it around, so.
Like Shane said, if you don't do that, then you get out of the cycle.
Yeah.
And the cycle, you know, get to the end and start back over.
All right, we'll do that. Let me get some numbers back to us for next week on that Lee Drive. We can add Lee and see where we go.
Yeah, you know, the numbers are going to let you know what you can do.
Yep.
If you got to write the bill on there, 20, to get the side streets done, just do it.
Yeah. If you ride through Frontside and you ride down some of those side streets, slow down at the intersection of those side streets in Gwin, you'll see what we're talking about, it's sloughing off a little bit.
Yeah.
There's some alligator cracks around. Yeah.
But if we decide not to overlay Orleans Quarters, that back part, we're at least gonna patch it, right?
We can put it in this bid. I think that'd probably be smart to do it.
Yeah, they got some bad areas.
They do have, way on that end, that last house that they've patched before, right next to the patches, is starting to sink.
Starting to make a dip.
Yeah, way on the backside on the south end. That's a long stretch. That's gonna be a pricey overlay. All right, so I'll get some numbers back to us on Lee, and maybe we can get some kind of patching on Orleans Quarters. I'll try to get that to us for next week, and we can move forward on that. Any other comments? All right, so that'll finish Public Works. Planning and zoning, in your package, we got the planning and zoning minutes from October 24th. Any changes or anything, let us know. Steve Guidry is up for reappointment on planning and zoning, so we'll talk about that next week. He agreed to take that position, so we're good there. He wants to be on the planning and zoning committee for another appointment.
Yep, he's a good one.
Next up, discuss construction plans for a six-lot subdivision on Floyd for Scott Thomas. Are they ready? No?
Yeah.
Ready? Let's see. So you should have a map. You got a map in the packet? We didn't get a map? You got some maps?
Well, he's got the set of construction plans.
Yeah.
They're just small.
That's the only thing you got?
Yeah. That's all I have. Well, I got an extra set I can...
But we didn't have a set to put in the
That's really
hot. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if y'all can share. I didn't bring the big copy.
I don't. Yeah, we didn't have this. You want to just go ahead and tell us what you got?
So this is very similar to what we had.
It's very similar to what we had talked about before, the six lots being developed. This is kind of
a picture of what it is. We have retention ponds up in the front.
Are you calling Floyd Street the front?
This is Floyd Street, yep. This is Floyd Street. And we had sent, Scott had, and the neighbor had came to an agreement and actually did a servitude. And we sent that to give access to connect Floyd to his. So they've already done that transaction, and it's already been filed at the courthouse.
Okay.
And I sent a copy to, Shane. Yeah.
Well, no, that's...
No, that's the...
That's going to extend Floyd.
Extend Floyd. Because that piece of property Scott didn't own, so they had to come to an agreement, but it's already been done and filed in at the courthouse. So the, I guess the only things that I know that we had talked about with Shane was we added some streetlights, and that the front ditch along Floyd and where we extend it to the cul-de-sac has to be culverted. So we just added that on with another page of plans.
Okay. Did you remember we made comments about the water line looping around?
Yes. So that should have been taken care of.
I mean, this is the first I see it, so I...
Okay. Yeah, we had already sent... We got approval from Pam and them.
Okay.
So we sent it a copy to Pam, and they were good with how we did it. We actually tied in, so we've got approval to actually tie back in to... property, is that Mariner Street behind?
Right.
The guy who had sold the property is letting us tie sewer and water.
That's what you wanted, right, Shane?
That's right.
Yeah. So we've got approval, and he's going to give up the servitudes to do it.
Good.
We don't have a fire hydrant?
It already has a fire hydrant we can tie into.
Close to Floyd?
It's Mariner's. It's right there where the asphalt stops on the back side.
Yep.
Was that any noted on the plans for it? Whenever you bring them back? What's the loop that we're referring to? Is it already on the plans currently, which you have?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you said you had an agreement.
Yeah, so you see right here, we show the required utilities servitude. See, it shows the tying back in here, man. So we show it.
So is that street going to be Harry No Street also?
Well, see, he's not going to extend. So
So he's going to give the service, but this will be Floyd Street extended.
Oh, it's, I want you to know the name.
This will be Floyd Street, right. It'll be Floyd Street extended, but it's going to stop here. He didn't want to put the asphalt street extended, but he's going to let us extend the service for the utility.
And you're filling the ditch you're talking about?
Yeah.
West end where you're driving in?
Yep.
What about the one on the, I guess, the south side of that property? That's just going to stay a ditch or swell?
Which one you talking about?
Same.
On the south side?
South side.
Yeah, on the back, behind, on the back side of the lot.
Yeah, that's just going to stay a swell and a ditch?
Yeah, all we had to do was fill in the front, the backs could stay the same. We're actually going to dig, we're going to dig a ditch on the, right here on the northern side of the lots on the back, we're going to dig a ditch back there for drainage.
Okay.
Where is that, where are those two retention ponds going to go?
They're going to go right up here in the front.
Yeah, but where are they going to drain to?
They're actually draining, and they drain to this ditch going back up.
Which way?
South.
Well, they're going to drain to that ditch going, that's south of the property?
That's east, west of the property.
Between the extension of Floyd Street.
So they're going to drain to the ditch you covered, not the ditch that's between the retention pond and the houses, that's on Gleason Street.
So they're going to drain to, this is Floyd, where we're going to pick up on Floyd, they're going to drain here and come up this way, back to us.
They're going to go south and then west.
So there's a...
South and then west.
Yeah, so it's going to go west here, there are homes here, so in between homes, there's covered ditches, I'm not sure.
Yeah, down here, there's already covered ditches.
But you're not going to go south?
Not all the way south.
You're not going to go by Aaron?
The retention pond is not going to drain into the south ditch, it's going to drain to the east.
To the east ditch, which then eventually, where it's going to eventually get is that big ditch that runs in the back of the lots.
Yeah, I know where that's going to go. I'm talking about coming out of the pond, it's going to go drain west.
Back toward the highway.
Because if it drains south, it's going to eat that other ditch out, and you're going to wash some people's property out. Unless you plan on putting some kind of drainage deal right there.
No, we're going to riprap all of that, we're going to fix that area.
So it's not going to come to Gleason, that's...
Well, if it flows south out of those two retention ponds, and the ditch ain't but this wide, the water hits the other bank, the person who owns the property on the other side of that ditch is going to have his yard ate out.
So let me show you what I'm going to talk about.
Is it going to drain into these box covers here, or is it going to drain into this ditch?
No, it's going to drain into these box covers.
Okay, that's what I was asking, what I need to know.
Well, it doesn't go south.
It goes west, runs south, closed, not hitting an open ditch, but ain't going to create...
Roy, did you get a chance to look at these construction plans yet?
Sewer we did, I didn't, it set the drainage, I think Ted didn't look at it.
Okay.
It's not a big deal, actually.
Yeah, no, I just didn't know if you...
You get the details, but change on that.
Yeah. All right, can you get us copies of that?
Yeah, I sent Shane, I emailed him to him, and he said for next week, I'll have the 24 by 36, it's printed up for next Monday.
All right. I'll tell you what we'll do, if you guys want to, since the maps weren't ready, we'll try to get them printed out and put them in your boxes if you want to grab them during the week so you can look at them as opposed to...
Yeah, we can do that.
So if you can get them to me, I'll get Shane to print some off and make sure to get in your boxes so you can study them over the week. Any other questions?
Yeah, and feel free, if y'all have any questions, shoot me an email, give me a call.
Okay. All right. We'll move on. Discuss construction plans for Brent Tassan. Come on up. Court, you doing that one too, Court?
Yes, sir.
You can come up too. In your package, we have the street plan.
Yeah, so nothing's actually changed from the preliminary. we basically just put construction drawings on it. I think we may have just added that one.
We showed enough, there was another catch basin that we had to add right here at the property line.
I don't know where to point it. You got it here.
Locked it.
So right here, yeah.
Other than that, there wasn't any changes.
So the plan is that we'll extend these catch basins up and extend the road. So this is where the road stops today. So we'll extend it, and we're going 50 foot onto here's property, and that's where we'll end it. And we'll bring these catch basins up in match road elevations.
Shane did run this through all the checklist, and he said everything was good on it, so. How many feet of road is that, just out of curiosity? Do you know off the top of your head?
150 of what we're extending. It's already existing 100.
Right. You're moving 100, you're putting another 150 down.
Correct.
Questions? Anybody? All right. If y'all don't have anything, we'll move on. Any audience questions? All right. In your package, you have the ordinance number 8 of 2018. That's to annex the additional property that the new Brule High School will be built on. We're going to have that property annexed into the town limits.
I've got a question on that.
Yes, sir.
Where is the pond being put in the pond?
It's going to be on that...
You know, the water's supposed to flow into that pond, then out.
Right, so it's going to be, there's going to be actually two pond locations. You're going to have one on the north side of the property that's going to extend for most of the school, and then between the school, the front of the school, and LA 1.
That the water's going to, that back ditch that's showing now, where's that water going to go to the pond?
The back ditch, the one that runs along the existing,
right,
between the existing school and the new school?
Yeah.
No, it's going to continue to flow as it is.
Now we go the one, the ditch between Sinclair and the property, what we can see from Louisiana.
Between Sinclair and the property, so on the north side of the property.
Yeah.
On the north side.
Yeah.
So that ditch is not part of the, it's not part of the property, so it's not being touched by us, by the school. So there's a ditch on that north side that's not.
That they didn't lower.
They dug a new ditch, right?
Yeah.
That was just a new ditch that was there. The drainage during why they put in the dirt. So that big ditch, the big existing ditch today, was not part of the property purchased by the school.
Where is that part going to go?
That water's going to all drain up to LA. Where that ditch is at today, on that north side, that's going to be the retention pipe.
So they enlarged their flow of water from Sinclair.
Through a retention pipe.
No, the retention ponds are going to hold the runoff from the school.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But the ditch that we see,
the ditch that
from Louisiana 1,
mm-hmm,
the new ditch, Sinclair, in other words, Sinclair is enlarging their drainage.
Outside of the town limits.
Yeah, I don't know if they did or not. Did they redig that ditch, Court? I don't know.
Into the town.
I don't know if Sinclair did it or not. The ditch where construction activity is taking place is a temporary ditch that the school is building just for drainage while they bring in their dirt. That's going to eventually become a retention pond also.
Maybe that's what you're seeing. I'm not sure what you're seeing there.
So there'll be two retention ponds basically. On the school property, you'll have one going down the north side. It'll be somewhat narrower, and then up in the front will be another retention.
Near the service road.
Near the service road, correct.
And we need to talk about that too before when we have our construction meeting. I'm sure that's coming. The plans are finished yet, or
plans will be finished. They are due Wednesday.
Yeah. So we may get Ted or somebody over to look at that whenever you get them in. I know you don't have anything else to do, right?
Toby would be the one.
Yeah.
That all we had to something.
Well, yeah.
That's what we need to discuss.
Right.
I'm gonna have Pee Wee and them come. We're gonna talk about that and see what we can do.
Parish open it. Get your clean it out.
Yeah. What you talking about, the Tauntaun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody else was dripping. Last time, Joe and bunch of us got together and rode back in, but it's all getting back the trees and everything.
Yeah, I know. We had a move. They had a beaver dam back there. They knocked down just recently, about a month ago.
We don't have the equipment.
Oh, they got it. Yep. I'll get with them on it tomorrow and see when they can get out there. All right. Anything else about the ordinance on the property? We'll vote on that. We advertise and everything already, so we should be good to go for next week.
We need to introduce next week.
It's It's already been introduced back in October.
Yeah, this is just committee, so we should be good to go there. All right, Finance Committee, got the October bills in the packet for you.
The only thing I saw wasn't really about the amount, it's just I was wondering. So we used child bills for some tires, tire service was.
Shane did.
Prices in relation to places we've been buying them.
He did try them out, I know that.
Are they a state contract?
He set up, you know, I don't know, I'm going to have to ask Shane.
I mean, it's unbelievable the difference in the prices on state.
On state contract. I'll check with him and see, but he did set up an account over there to try them out and see what happens, so I'll let you know next meeting, Shane.
When I saw us using them, and you had to try to know how to stack.
That looks like a state contract price.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be useful.
Yeah.
All right, anybody else, any other questions? Personnel Committee, Police Department, part-time new hire, Mr. Chief LaFoe.
Okay, November 1st, I had, we were shorthanded, we have two officers out on administrative leave with an incident to middle school. We don't have a date yet from anybody on when that's going to come to a head. Ron Ray was working part-time, his new work schedule was out of town a whole lot. He hadn't been able to put in any time to help us cover shifts and stuff like that. We have another officer out on medical leave, he's going to be out at least another month. Little fellow here named Jordan Zachary, he's a post-certified officer, he's currently at Simsport Police Department. Did good on his matrix, drug screen, everything was good on him, so I went ahead and let him start November 1st.
Part-time?
Part-time, it's going to be part-time, $15 an hour. He went through the academy with Garrett Yetman with us, so.
If he works out, would he be interested in full-time?
Possibly so, if we ever have a spot come open, so.
Is he going to come to you, or is he going to live around here?
He kind of lives a little bit halfway between right now. Well, it's going to be a good bit of notice before he does have to come, it won't be a moment's notice, but he's a good little fella so far, highly recommended by everybody that knows him, so.
All right, anybody else, anybody have questions? Questions?
Chief, did we use two officers?
They're on administrative leave right now, we have state police investigating. Incident happened at the middle school, just investigating the use of force to make sure it was adequate and appropriate.
So Robin is at high school as a resource?
We have Robin at the, since Dave is out, we have Robin at the high school right now, so.
Takes her off.
Yeah, so we're real shorthanded right now. But Mike Como, he's filled in a bunch of shifts for us. He even missed school a couple of days to help us out, so. I know, bad for school, good for us.
We'll be off tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So, that'll be nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Look, you have a question.
Still under investigation, I had a big, long talk last week with Kevin Cyrus from the Sheriff's Department, and they're still under investigation as far as the suspect and when they're going to prosecute, if they're going to prosecute, so.
A lot of people ain't been bothered when it comes to me.
Right. The money has been recovered as far as our bond goes, we got our money back, so taxpayers' money's back.
Yeah.
They're still working on the case.
But there's some still missing, huh? There's no money missing? What was the deal about the kids at school, I didn't hear what y'all talking about.
Oh, which one?
About the kids, somebody being suspended.
That's under investigation.
State police investigation.
They were calling middle school on a disturbance, and they were.
I'll tell you this, I check with the Sheriff's Department weekly, and they have the investigation, and they're doing investigation. We have the FBI and a forensic accountant that are digging into the information.
But now you know.
Yeah, tell them to come here on the first two Mondays in a month, they can ask us.
Tell them when it is released, they'll see it on TV before anything else.
That's right, yeah. TV will show it before.
Just tell them how much information you get over here, but you ain't going to tell them unless they come with you.
All right, thank you, Chief. We'll ratify our vote on that next week. Recreation Committee, I don't have anything. Shane, anybody got anything in the Recreation?
I don't know.
Police Committee, I don't, you got something?
I'm looking.
All right.
I didn't put it on the agenda, but something, missed this one, but if we can put it on for next week, something just to talk about. The company L3, who we got all our body cameras and car cameras and everything from about 3 years ago, they came out with some brand new body cameras that take care, that take the place of the microphone. So right now, the officer's wearing a body camera and a microphone. The new little camera's gonna take place, just be one thing they have to worry about being on. Instead of, if you turn this one on, automatically turns the carbon on and vice versa. It's a lot better deal. It's about $4,000 to $5,000 to outfit everybody and upgrade the thing. Whole lot easier to work.
And the stuff we got, can we trade it in?
Yeah, they're gonna trade it in. That's why I was trying to catch this.
I wouldn't worry about them being on, I'd worry about them being off.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is a whole lot easier to measure.
They take part of body armor where, they wear their body armor, the camera's on?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Budget-wise, we need to, we're gonna have to amend the budget?
We're gonna have to add, so that's it.
So you wanna put it on the agenda to discuss next week?
Yeah, we're gonna have to make an adjustment with that. I don't know if you wanna wait.
Let's wait till we do one budget adjustment, or should we just go ahead and do it?
Talk about it next week some more.
Well, you need to get, did you get a proposal from them?
Yeah.
You need to get a written proposal.
Yeah.
Get that, and let's get a, trade-in, is there value on the other cameras?
Yeah, they're gonna knock a good bit off.
Okay.
So with $5,000?
But if we try to buy them tomorrow, they're 20 weeks out. So we kinda gotta get in line, because that company, they really got some nice stuff.
Is the resolution better than what we have?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Oh, Lord, yeah, it's fancy, it works real good. We just gotta keep up with the technology on it, but we get behind like we was in the past and have to spend $60,000 to $70,000 to do it all over.
I'll make a comment like I did last time. I think we need those cameras. I think they make our officers safer.
Yep.
But if we're gonna pay the money to get the cameras, need to be on.
That's right.
If not, let's not get them.
That's it. We have policies in place, and the best we can do is...
That's my opinion on that, so I'm all in.
Officers and the citizens.
Yep.
It really does.
Both sides.
It really does.
So I'm all in as long as the cameras are on, so...
Appreciate y'all.
Wait a minute, Chief, did you say $5,000 per...
Oh, it's that, all of them. It's, that'd be between 6 and 8 of them, depending on what little options we put.
The total price?
Yeah.
It would be $5,000.
That's really not a bad deal.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Well, Chief, if you can get that proposal for us, we'll try to put it on the agenda next week and discuss it. Governmental Affairs, Landmark and Heritage Meeting Minutes on October 15th. From October 15th, there should be in your packet. Ms. Boudreaux, you got any comments on that?
We have one application
that
they recommend it.
Yep.
This was the home where Sarah Saradet lived, and it was built in 64, and it was on Saradet property, so Hebert Street was then extended, so the address is Hebert Street. And the property was originally owned by Paul F. Saradet Sr. and Anita Saradet. And the home was built by Manuel Martin and Kutcher, Paul F. Saradet. And all the bricks on the home came from houses in Choctaw area, old houses. And Clitchy tore down several homes in the late 1950s and early 60s to get wood and bricks. And the house was the second home in Brulee to have central air conditioning. Arlen's house was the first one. That's noted on here. So, they recommended this come to the council. And another thing in the minutes, in recent months we've had some donations to the Centennial Room Collection, and one thing was the dress uniform hat worn by Harold Dupuy, our first fire chief. His daughter Maureen donated that. She lost everything in the flood of 2016, but the hat was in a shelf in the closet. She donated that. And we also have a photograph album from Bill Dupuy, who was a town clerk at one time. It's from his army days at Fort Davis in North Carolina, World War II. And Councilmember Niesler handcrafted and donated a frame. So for that architectural rendering of what Marley Marina was supposed to look like, and that's in the Centennial. Just wanted to mention that's some artifacts.
All right, thank you, Ms. Bourgeois. Anything else on the landmark and heritage? All right, other matters? I don't have anything. Mayor's report. I don't know if the group that came and did the camera show for us, Jonathan, went out of business or what, but I can't get in touch with them. So we'll have to go out and see. The camera system looked phenomenal. We got prices from Cox for internet on each pole and everything, and I've called, Blaine's emailed, I've emailed, I called the president of the company today and got nothing. So we may end up having to go back to square one on that group.
Did they get their money?
Oh, no, they didn't even make a proposal yet. So that's what I'm looking for, is some kind of proposal. They are on state contract, but they hadn't even, maybe they're going for bigger cities, I don't know. But we'll make a new start from square one on that. I talked to the group doing our audit. Everything seems to be moving right along. No big problems. We'll find out how that turns out.
When is that due?
By the end of the year. So, but they're on time. They may be a little bit behind. She had some medical issues, but she said, promise nothing's going to be late like it was last time, but we had other issues last time. So, Blaine and I went to training for criminal justice information. We got schooled on what to say and what not to say if you have a walkie-talkie in here that's hooked up with the police and fire and Homeland Security, so we got that done. Blaine attended the Clerk Institute. What grade are you now?
Second grade,
so second year. So he'll do that every year. That's a very good conference, and he learns a lot at that thing. I went to the Parish President Berthelot, myself, Mayor Toops, and Mayor Lee attended the Joint Transportation Committee at the State Capitol. They do a road show. They look at their transportation budget, and they go all around looking for priorities from each parish and each community. We went. Pee Wee made a good point on what we need. The 415 connector is what we all pushed for. I pushed for it, too. I made a little one-minute spiel, and my daughters, when I sent them the video of me talking about no way out, they sent it back, hashtag no way out. So that's the big thing. So that's all I told them, is that if a Dow had an accident and the bridge was backed up, we have no way out. And so anyway, the new saying around my house is hashtag no way out. So that's pretty much the truth. So we begged and pleaded for them to get the 415 connector funded. Rick Ward made a really good presentation about the new bridge and the 415 connector. So I think the 415 connector has some legs. The new bridge, it is what it is. So that was an interesting thing that we did. Hopefully we get some action out of it. And that's about it from our mayor's report. Remarks of... Oh, yeah, that's right. Me and Ms. Bourgeois and Blaine attended the chamber meeting Wednesday. Bill Cassidy was there. He was very interesting. Talked about the government from the large standpoint. He didn't drill down too much on the state, but he talked about what they're doing from the United States, if you will. So that was interesting, too. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody? Anybody? I got your note about Anita Street. I'll look into that on Monday. Or tomorrow, I mean. I'll have Shane take a look at it. I'll be out of town tomorrow. Announcements. Veterans Day program is this Saturday, November 10th at 9 a.m. here at the Town Hall. I would encourage everyone that can make it to come by. It's a really good event. Ms. Bourgeois does a fantastic job. The Town Hall will be closed November 22nd and 23rd for Thanksgiving. And Election Day is tomorrow. Don't forget to go vote. And schools will be closed tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, right? West Baton Rouge Parish. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor? Meeting's adjourned.
Yeah.